Show 6 to 9, Smile 90.4 FM.
It's the Ryan O'Connor Breakfast Show. This is Smile FM. It's a weekday morning as we count down the days to one of my favorite acts of all time. And about time they're coming to South Africa, a lot would say. Ladies and gents, Deacon Blue live in Cape Town at the spectacular Kirsten Bosch Gardens. Ricky Ross, good morning, sir.
Good morning, Ryan. How are you?
I'm excited. You're calm and you're cool and collected, and I'm excited. I can't wait. It couldn't come sooner. You know, the biggest question I have is, why has it taken you so long?
Yeah, I know. It's a really good question. I don't know. Obviously, we didn't come out way back in, you know, the day when we were starting out.
Yes.
And it wasn't allowed to come out, and things changed. In the meantime, I suppose we didn't even know if there was an we didn't actually know if there was an audience there for us, to be really honest. And various people would send things to our social media, you know, why not come to South Africa? And we thought, well, you know, is there really an audience there? And so we eventually, someone made us an offer to come out, and it seems that there is an audience there, which is
absolutely. I mean, I've been a fan of the band since Real Gone Kid. That was my first real taste of Deacon Blue in South Africa. And it was a part of my life that, you know, that I reminisce on and I fondly go back to. And then even though Dignity was the, you know, the I won't say the other, but there's a couple of those big hits. That song, strangely enough, as a massive even fan of 80s and 90s music, only grew on me. And there was something about it that just made more sense to me when I hit my 30s for some strange reason. That later on in life, even though I knew every single word, like most fans do, of that song, it didn't make any sense to me when I was 13 or 12 years old listening to that song, when it was a big hit then. And 30s and 40s, all of a sudden, the song just, it like hit me in the gut. And I more than ever feel a connection to it later on in life. And I don't know if that's a norm.
Well, that's an interesting point. I don't know if anyone's ever said that to me before, but I think that's probably true in the sense that it's probably about something that affects people much later in life. You know, Dignity is about people having a dream when they're younger, but not letting that go, and having that sense of, you know, I suppose getting out of a situation that you don't necessarily want to be in, and aiming for something. And you know, everyone has that. Everyone has that. But at certain times, it really strikes home. And I guess you're right that it's probably something to do, you know, it's more to do with my time of life now, that, you know, that having that sense of, you know, you're sorting yourself out for the future, you know. Yeah. But that's lovely that it does connect. You know, I'm really appreciative of that.
You've got timeless music and timeless hits. I mean, look at the first hit I mentioned, Real Gone Kid. I mean, for me, growing up, there's when that chorus kicks in, there's the sense of jumping around and being one with, you know, with just with life and with this overwhelming need to tell people you love them. it's that kind of a message and those kind of a great lyrics that you've put into music that have made it timeless. And I think that's pretty easy to cross that bridge to a new generation, to a younger audience that's coming along that weren't around when those specific hits were big for the band.
Well, I mean, that would be lovely if it happens, but, you know, I suppose, you know, that it does happen to some extent that, you know, that you meet people and think, well, wait a minute, you couldn't have possibly been around when that happened. So it is, and you see, you know, I see with my own kids with bands that I grew up with, when they discover them, they rifle through your record collection or more likely just stream upon things now, you know. And they say, were you into them? Did you ever see them? And you're able to, you know, whatever band it was, you know, tell them about seeing them or whatever. And they rediscover them. And it's lovely watching that happen. And it happens, I guess, you know, generation after generation. Certainly it's happened with, you know, the Beatles, you think about it. Because the Beatles were really over by the time they even I got to secondary school. So in some ways, I've missed a lot of the stuff even.
Yes.
You know, in terms of just being an album collector. So you see it in each generation comes back, and it's lovely when it happens.
Absolutely. And in coming back again to never having seen you in South Africa, you know, it means as a fan, you get to watch the endless stream of YouTube clips of you performing. And it ends up becoming the background to many a good night in South Africa around something that we call a braai. And it doesn't matter where you are in the world or a barbecue. You would have heard of the South African term of a braai, a gathering of people around a burning pit of wood where we will, you know, that it becomes extremely festive. So I'm hoping in some way in Deacon Blue's visit to Cape Town, you get to enjoy some local hospitality and a braai.
That sounds good. Yeah, no, I didn't know that term. So there you go. That's something I've learned this morning. So, yeah, I'm looking forward to that. Yeah.
So, yeah, we can't wait. And Kirstenbosch is amazing. I mean, we've been fortunate enough over the past almost 30 years to have had some of the biggest acts come to town. This week alone in Cape Town, Maroon 5 and Keno here. You look and they've been already. So even though they've been, they come back and the audiences love them. We are hugely appreciative of musicians. And you'll find that about South Africans. If you're not living next to one already, because it seems that they're living everywhere. So even in parts of your world, three neighbors away, there's bound to be a South African that's living there telling you how wonderful South Africa is.
Well, when I was writing these songs, I lived in a flat across from a South African friend, really good close friend. And I used to go over to their flat to borrow cassette recorders so I could cassette tape one of my demos to another cassette, all that kind of thing. And they stayed with us for a while they're getting the flat organized. And they eventually gave me a double cassette player as a he stopped me borrowing a cassette player. Anyway, long story short, Lynn, who was my friend way back, my wife went at a party recently, and she's going to be in Cape Town when we're playing, so she's come along to the show. So that's a nice symmetry, you know?
That is incredible. Ricky, I hope you've got some time set aside to see some of Cape Town outside of performing here, because I think that that you guys are thoroughly going to enjoy your time in the city before you head up north and leave.
So we definitely have, and we're really looking forward to it.
There's nothing about the concert that I'm like looking at going, I can sit through this. Everything about seeing you live in Cape Town is what I'm looking forward to on the 22nd of Feb. A lot of people say it's long overdue. I say, yes, it's just around the corner. An incredible, incredible evening out at the most beautiful part of the world to be in Kirstenbosch. Tickets available, by the way. We'll put all the platforms up. Ricky, I know your time's precious. We'll wish you well as we count down the days to the 22nd of Feb at Kirstenbosch Gardens. Deacon Blue live in concert. Thanks for your time this morning.
Thank you, Ryan. Thank you so much for having me.
Facebook at Ryan and Connor Breakfast Show.